In the year 304 AD, Emperor Diocletian was persecuting Christians. It was illegal for Christians to have scriptures. It was illegal for Christians to build a church and to assemble and worship there. And it was illegal for Christians to gather in people's homes to celebrate Mass, to celebrate the Holy Eucharist. And if they did, the punishment was death. In the small village of Abitine, 49 Christians gathered in the home of Octavia Felix. For what purpose? To celebrate the sacrifice of the Holy Mass. And they knew that by gathering, they were putting their lives at risk. What courage to celebrate the sacrifice of the Holy Mass. And in the middle of the Eucharistic celebration, the soldiers barged in, caught them by surprise. They were arrested, brought to Carthage, brought before the proconsul, and he asked them, "Why did you disobey the emperor's orders?" One of them responded, "Because we cannot live without Sunday." Their testimony continued, "We cannot live without joining together on Sunday to celebrate the Eucharist. We would lack the strength to face our daily problems and not to succumb." They were tortured and then they were killed. Pope Benedict said of them, "Their bloodshed confirmed their faith." These martyrs saw worship on Sunday as essential to their Christian life. We cannot live without Sunday. I wonder what the Catholic voice would say around the world right now. Or has the Catholic voice joined the chorus of the secular choir in singing, "We cannot live without a vaccine"? I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm not pro-vaccine. I'm just trying to figure this out. But it just seems that everyone is placing their hope in a vaccine to deliver peace and order to the world and to society. And guess what? A vaccine cannot deliver that. Only Jesus can. I believe the situation in Canada with the Catholic Church is very grave. Take, for example, British Columbia. There is no public masses being celebrated there. They've been locked down. But you can go to a bar. You can go to a restaurant. But you can't go to church on Sunday. Something's wrong with that picture. I spoke with a person a little while ago and they said the basement of the church can be used for AA meetings, but the upstairs of the church can't be used for worship. My question is, where is the Catholic voice in British Columbia that says we will not do this? Here in Saskatchewan, we have a limit of 30 people who can go to Mass on Sunday. No matter how big the church is, yet Costco can have 818 people. Something's wrong with this picture. Manitoba, another province over, no public masses being offered. Where is the Catholic voice in Saskatchewan and Manitoba? How about Quebec, a couple more provinces over, no public masses being offered. It just seems to me that we've bent the knee to the emperor and then handed him the key. Now, I'm not suggesting that we open up the churches to 100% capacity. I truly believe there's ways to celebrate the Holy Mass in a way that protects people's health and meets their spiritual needs and justly worships God. But it just seems like we've just thrown out common sense. Catholics are the most obedient people when you put them in a church. They sit and stand and speak and are silent all exactly at the same time. You tell Catholics what they can and can't do to prevent the spread of COVID, they'll do it. They're really obedient, a really obedient bunch. The Abitine martyrs confirmed their faith through their bloodshed. I'm afraid that we have confirmed our lack of faith by closing down our churches. How in the world are we going to convince the world of the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist if we act like he is not there? Jesus said, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life within you." The Abitine martyrs really believed this. In fact, they were willing to die just for the opportunity to worship God and to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. What is the Canadian Catholic Church willing to do to be able to receive Jesus in the Eucharist and to worship God? From my perspective, very little. And this has got to change. And what really bothers me is how some priests have now become evangelizers for the big pharma companies, who are preaching during their homilies and posting on social media a message all for the aim of reducing vaccine hesitancy. And if you say anything contrary to their message, you're shamed. If there's any priest listening, hear this. Just give us Jesus. Just give us Jesus. You were ordained for this purpose. We need you. We want you. We love you. Give us Jesus. It is through your hands that we receive the body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus Christ. In the confessional, you are in persona Christi, and we hear those words, I absolve you from your sin, and our sin is forgiven. When you preach, help us form our conscience, but don't give us your health opinion. Why? Because if that happens, people are all over on this issue. It's going to divide people in the pew. It will. Give us Jesus. In his book, Heart of the Christian Life, Pope Benedict says, the Sunday precept is not, therefore, an external imposed duty, a burden on our shoulders. On the contrary, taking part in the celebration, being nourished by the Eucharistic bread, and experiencing the communion of their brothers and sisters in Christ is a need for Christians. It is a joy. The Christians can thus replenish the energy they need to continue on the journey we must make every week. Society is sick with sin and weakened by it. And that's why we need Jesus. That's why we need a Savior. That's why we need to go to Mass on Sunday to worship God and to draw strength from Him. It's essential. I wonder what the Albertine martyrs would say to our current situation. Let me know your thoughts. Comment below. My friends, thanks for watching. God bless you. Thank you so much, friends, for watching this video. Remember to hit that subscribe button and bell so that YouTube has to notify you of our next video. And share this video on Facebook. Let's spread the good news of our Catholic faith. And thank you so much to our Patreon members who have allowed us to make these videos possible. You guys are amazing.